This is the Sakar Muli of 19th of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to return home and you must therefore become soul conscious. Remember the One Father and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Question. What wonderful secret has the wonderful Father revealed to you? Answer. Baba says, children, this eternal imperishable drama is predestined. Each one's part in it is fixed. Anything that happens is nothing new. The Father says, children, there is no greatness of mine in this. I too am bound by the bond of this drama. By telling you this wonderful secret, the Father is not giving that much importance to his own part. Song. At last that day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, sing this song. You children understand that the Father comes after a cycle to make us healthy and wealthy once again and to give us our inheritance of purity, peace and happiness. Those Brahmins too give blessings. May you have a long life, may you be wealthy, may you have many children. You children are receiving the inheritance, so it is not a question of blessings. You children are studying. You know that 5,000 years ago too, the Father changed you from humans into deities, from ordinary humans into Narayan, by giving you teachings. Children who study know what they are studying and who their teacher is. They also know that number-wise, according to the efforts they make. You children would say that you know that the kingdom is being established, that is, the deity kingdom is being established. The original, eternal, deity religion is being established. Previously we were Shudras, and we have now become Brahmins, and we will then become deities. No one in the world knows that they now belong to the Shudra clan. You children know that this is true. The Father tells you the truth and is establishing the land of truth. There are no lies or sin, etc. in the Golden Age. It is only in the Iron Age that there are sinful souls, such as Ajamil. At this time it is the extreme depths of hell. Day by day the extreme depths of hell will become visible. Human beings perform such actions that you can understand that the world is becoming more and more tamopradan every day. Lust is the greatest enemy in this respect. Hardly anyone is able to remain pure. In the early days, fakirs, religious ascetics, used to say, the Iron Age will be such that girls who are only 12 and 13 years old will give birth to children. That time is now. Kumars and Kumaris all continue to perform dirty actions. The Father says, it is when everyone has become completely tamopradan that I come. I too have a part in the drama. I too am bound by the bond of the drama. This is nothing new for you children. The Father explains in this way. You go around the cycle, and the drama then comes to an end. Now remember the Father, and you will become Satopradan, and the masters of the Satopradan world. he explains to you in such an ordinary way. The Father doesn't give that much importance to his own part. This is my part, it is not anything new. I have to come every 5,000 years. I too am bound by the drama. I come and show you, children, how you can have such an easy pilgrimage of remembrance. It is of this time that it is said, your final thoughts will lead you to your final destination. This is the final period. The Father shows you the method. Constantly remember me alone, and you will become Satopradhan. You children also understand that you will become the masters of the new world. The Father repeatedly says this is nothing new. They tell the story of a genie. He said that he wanted to do some work, and so he was told to go up and down a ladder. The Father says this too is a play about ascending and descending. You have to become pure from impure and impure from pure. This is not difficult. It is very easy. But what do you have to battle with? Because they don't understand this, they have mentioned a war in the scriptures. In fact, it is a very great battle to conquer Maya, Ravan. You children see that you remember the Father again and again, and that your remembrance breaks. Maya extinguishes the flame. There is the story of Gul Bakavli based on this, where a cat comes and knocks over a lamp. You children gain victory. Some may be progressing very well, but then Maya comes and extinguishes the lamp. Children say, Baba, many storms of Maya come. Many types of storm come to the children. Sometimes such storms come so forcefully that even some very good trees that are 8 to 10 years old fall. You children know this, and you also speak of how some, who were very good beads of the rosary, are not here today. There is also the example of the crocodile that ate the elephant. That is a storm of Maya. The Father says, continue to be cautious about the five vices. If you stay in remembrance, you will become strong. Become soul conscious. Only once do you receive these teachings from the Father. No one else will tell you to become soul conscious. Even in the Golden Age, no one will say this. You do remember your name, form, land, and time period. At this time, I explain to you that you now have to return home. You were Satopradhan at first. You have taken the full 84 births in the Sato, Rajo, and Tamo stages. In that too, Brahma is number one. For others, it can be just 83 births, but for this one, it is the full 84 births. At first, this one was Sri Narayan. To say something about this one means that it would be understood for everyone else too. He takes this knowledge at the end of his many births and then becomes Narayan. In the picture of the tree, he is shown as Sri Narayan at the beginning and then as Brahma at the end. Down below, he is studying Raja Yoga. The Father of people can never be called the Supreme Father. Only the One can be called the Supreme Father. This One is called the Father of people, Prajapita. This One is a bodily being, whereas that One is bodiless, without an image. A physical father is called a father, and this one is called the father of people. That supreme father resides in the supreme abode. You wouldn't say that the father of people resides in the supreme abode. He exists here in the corporeal world. He doesn't even exist in the subtle region. It is in the corporeal world that people exist. The father of people cannot be called God. God doesn't have a bodily name. He is separate from human bodies that are given names. When souls live there, they are beyond physical names and forms. However, they are souls. Sannyasis and holy men simply leave their households, but they are experienced in the vices of the world. Little children are completely unaware of those. This is why they are called great souls. They don't know anything of the five vices. A small child is said to be pure. At this time, no one is said to be a pure soul. They grow from young to old, but they are still said to be impure. The father explains, each one has his own separate part recorded in the drama. However many bodies you take in this cycle, and however many actions you perform, they are all repeated. First of all, you have to recognize souls. An imperishable part of 84 births is recorded in such a tiny soul. This is the most wonderful aspect. Souls are imperishable, and the drama too is imperishable. It is predestined. You cannot ask when it began. It is said to be nature. No one can do anything about what a soul is like or how the drama is created. Just as there cannot be an end to the ocean or the sky, so too this is the imperishable drama. It is such a wonder. Just as Baba is wonderful, so this knowledge is also wonderful. No one else can give you this knowledge. So many actors have all been playing their own parts. The question of when the play was created cannot arise. Many ask, what was it to God that he sat and created a world of happiness and sorrow? However, it is eternal. There is no annihilation. It is predestined. And so you cannot ask why it was created. The Father gives you the knowledge of the soul when you become sensible and are able to understand it. You continue to progress day by day. In the beginning, Baba used to explain very little to you. They were wonderful things, and they also had an attraction that pulled you. There was also the attraction of the Bhati. In the scriptures, it has been shown that Krishna was taken away from the land of Kants. You now know that there was no such devil as Kants, etc. there. The Gita, the Bhagavad, and the Mahabharata, etc. are all connected, but there is nothing in them. They believe that Dashera, burning of the effigy of Ravan, has continued from time immemorial. No one knows what Ravan is. The deities all continued to become impure as they came down. They are the ones who called out a great deal because they had become impure. This is why they call out, O Purifier. Only the Father sits and explains all of these things. No one else knows the beginning, the middle, or the end of the world cycle. You know that you become the rulers of the globe by becoming this. It has been written on the Trimurti, this is your godfatherly birthright. It is said, establishment through Brahma, destruction through Shankar, and sustenance through Vishnu. Destruction also definitely has to take place. There are very few in the New World. There are now innumerable religions. They understand that the one original, eternal deity religion no longer exists. So that one religion is definitely needed. The Mahabharata is connected with the Gita. This cycle continues to turn. It cannot stop for even a second. It is not anything new. You have claimed the kingdom many times. Those who are fully content remain very mature and serious. They understand internally that they have claimed the kingdom many times and that it is only a matter of yesterday when they last claimed their kingdom. Yesterday we were deities, and having gone round the cycle, we have now become impure, and we are now claiming the sovereignty of the world with the power of yoga. The father says, you claim the sovereignty of the world every cycle. There cannot be even the slightest difference. Some claim a low status in the kingdom, and some a high status. That is the result of the efforts you make. You know that you were previously worse than monkeys. The father is now making you worthy of sitting in a temple. The souls of the good children realize that they truly were of no use and that they are now becoming worth a pound. Every cycle the father makes us worth a pound from being worth pennies. Only those of the previous cycle will be able to understand these things very well. When you hold exhibitions, etc., that is nothing new. It is by holding those that you establish the land of immortality. There are so many temples to the goddesses on the path of devotion. All of those are the paraphernalia of being worshippers. There is no paraphernalia of being worthy of worship. The father says, day by day I explain very deep points to you. You have so many points from the early days. What will you do with those now? They will be left just like that. At present, Bapdada continues to explain new points. Each soul is such a tiny point and has all of his part recorded in him. This point is not in the notebooks of your early days. So what will you do with the old points now? It is only the result at the end that will be useful. The father says, I spoke this to you in the same way in the previous cycle too. You continue to study number-wise. There may be fluctuation in some subjects. There are bad omens in business too. You mustn't have heart failure over that. You have to get back on your feet and make effort. Some people go bankrupt, and yet they start some other business and become very wealthy. Here too, even when someone falls into vice, the father says, make effort very well and claim a high status. Start climbing up again. The father says, you have fallen, and so you now have to climb up. There are many who fall and then try to climb up again. Baba doesn't forbid you. The father knows that many such souls will come. The father will say, make effort. They will at least become helpers to some extent. It would be said to be according to the Dharma plan. The father would say, okay, child, are you now satisfied? You floundered a great deal. Now make effort once again. The unlimited Father would say this, would he not? So many come to meet Baba. I tell them, will you not listen to the unlimited Father? Will you not become pure? The Father considers himself to be a soul and speaks to souls, and so the arrow definitely strikes the target. For instance, when a woman is struck by the arrow, she says, I will make this promise. The husband may not be struck by the arrow. Then, as she progresses, she would try to uplift him as well. There are many such men whose wives have brought them into this knowledge. Each would say that his wife is his guru. When those Brahmins tie them in bondage to one another, they tell the bride that her husband is her god and guru. Here the father says, the one father is everything for you. Mine is one and none other. Everyone remembers him. You have to have yoga with that one. Even this body is not mine. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. When there are any bad omens, do not become disheartened and just sit down. Make effort once again and claim a high status by staying in remembrance of the Father. 2. Make your stage so strong with remembrance that no storms of Maya can attack you. Continue to protect yourself from the vices. Blessing. May you be a living lighthouse and show the path to all souls with your light of all powers. If you constantly stay in the awareness of being a soul who has incarnated from the supreme abode for the service of world benefit, then the thoughts you have and the words you speak will have world benefit merged in them. This awareness will then work like a lighthouse. Just as the light of one color emerges from a lighthouse, in the same way the light of all powers from you living lighthouses will continue to work to show all souls every step of the path. Slogan. As well as love and cooperation, also become an embodiment of power, and you will claim a number ahead in the kingdom. Abhyakt signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. Just as it is natural to act, similarly, let it become natural to be karmateet. Perform actions and also stay in remembrance. Those who constantly stay in the karma yogi stage can easily become karmateet. Start to act when you want and then become detached when you want. Continue to practice this every now and then. Om Shanti.